This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. As listeners of this show know, we have regular conversations with Alan Sloan, a senior editor at large at Fortune magazine. And today, he's trying to convince me of the money to be made in the oh-so-exotic financial instrument of stamps. Remember, the price of stamps went up 3 cents on Sunday, which means if you bought forever stamps like Alan did before that, you got a good return. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Lizzie.
So, Alan, you're going to make me a 6.5% return on my investment overnight?
Well, over the weekend, the value of my portfolio of forever stamps went up 6.5% to 49 cents a stamp from 46 cents.
So, how does the money-making part come into play here? Walk me through the math.
If you had bought forever stamps when they first went on sale in the spring of 2007, and you still had them, you would have made about 20% on your money because you would have paid 41 cents for something that's now worth 49 cents. I mean, it's a windfall. I'm surprised I'm not out buying something or going to Davos with the $6 or $7 I may have made.
One of the things I love about you is that you actually went and calculated this return over money market accounts and all sorts of other investment vehicles. How does this compare?
Well, the people at Vanguard, they tracked the numbers for me. In their taxable money market fund, you would have made about 7%. In the tax-exempt money fund, you would have made a little bit under 6%. But nobody was counting on Bernanke. And the last few years, the returns on the money market funds have been something like 0.01%, while you're knocking out a steady 2 or 3 on your stamps.
Now, let's not go too far here. This doesn't sound like I should bet my retirement savings on endless rolls of stamps right now.
No, probably not, especially since there's no way to sell them without going into competition with the post office. This doesn't work as a great personal investment, but when it comes to having something that will always go up in value, this is an investment that can't be licked.
Alan Sloan, senior editor at large at Fortune magazine. Thank you.
My pleasure, Lizzie.